The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. We start with an exclusive listener support platform. Supercast has announced it's achieved $2 million in seed funding. The company has also announced a new CEO, Jason Suhoi, who joins from 99 Designs. The company will be using its investment to hire a remote team. What podcast buttons should you have on your website? The Apple Podcasts button, obviously. But what other ones? We have some data from our own website, and it seems to uncover the need for at least one button we bet you don't have. You'll find a link in our show notes and our newsletter today. A PRX podcast privacy symposium is taking place today in New York in the US. They've posted a list of stories to read on the subject. Would have loved to have been there, but they're not streaming the event. But apparently, hashtag podcast privacy will have all of the details on Twitter. Podcast Radio, the London-based All Podcast station, has signed its second podjock, K-Rock's former breakfast host Gene Baxter. The radio legend joins another radio legend. That's this podcast, which airs on Podcast Radio multiple times a day. Thank you for listening. Westwood One remains the fastest growing podcast network in the US with 85 million monthly downloads, and in 2019 they delivered over $25 million in revenue for the year. That's according to Mary Berner, president and CEO of Cumulus Media, in an earnings call. Audible has debuted two new exclusive shows from Ant Middleton, a former British Special Forces soldier, author, documentarian and adventurer. And two bits of people news today. In the US, Eric Johnson has joined ABC Audio as the company's director and executive producer of podcast programming. And Neil Drumming is the new managing editor of Serial Productions. He joins from down the corridor at This American Life. And in podcast news, Blinkist is launching their first original podcast. It's called State of Mind and features as guests all kinds of people, including the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, who is... It's Xavier Bettel, of course. And the 11th of the 11th, 1975, was a dramatic day in Australian political history. The 11th is a new podcast from the Australian ABC, described as an explosive thriller. And there's plenty more and all the links in our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.